Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline from the Rose Rotation, the NFL Network. Mr. Chris Rose joins us. Hello, sir.
Hello, guys. It's nice that there's somebody finally on here that can talk about the Browns. Daryl, welcome.
Thank you, Chris. Good to talk to you, my friend.
You too.
Do you want to tell him, or do you want me to tell him, Daryl?
You can tell him.
Daryl has no desire to talk football today, Chris. None.
Wow. Okay. All right, you guys have a good weekend. I'll talk to you next week.
So the running bit on the show today, Chris, has been that I've been ecstatic that we have been able to have 3 hours of Cavaliers and Guardians conversation without bringing up the Browns.
Wow. Okay. All right. Interesting.
What would you like to know, Chris? I'm here for you.
And vice versa.
Well, you know, I mean, it's the I don't know. I love football as much as anybody. I love the Browns probably more than anybody. But here's the one thing that drives me nuts. God, he looks great. He looked great in
Oh, he did, though. Deshaun's out there
awesome.
Dropping dimes, the guys.
Yeah. But there's still plenty to – I don't know. I think they're a pretty complete team going into this thing. The D-Hop stuff could be very interesting if that ends up working out for them. Other than that, as long as we feel like we've got a guy that can play in the slot defensively, I like what we did this offseason. And that's that. I feel good about him for the most part.
Well, they do look good on the practice field once again. They are killing it in spring practice. I really like Bubba Ventrone, and he and I see eye to eye. He hates the new kickoff rule. He is upset about it, as I am. And I really like Jim Schwartz. The candor, he's not out there trying to hide state secrets. He's like, yeah, you know, we might throw some three safeties out there. We're going to go 8-9 deep on the defensive line there. We're going to rotate those guys in and out. Offensive linemen can't rotate in and out, but we can. We're going to keep throwing 100-mile-an-hour fastballs. That's the other thing. That guy uses more baseball analogies than I think baseball analysts around the country combined when talking about his defense. It's fantastic.
Yes, he does. And he is very confident in his abilities. And why not? I mean, his defenses over the years have been top-notch and, in some cases, Super Bowl winning. And so I'm really excited to see what his variation of defense looks like this year, because – last year, I was extremely disappointed. I was way off base, both Joe Thomas and I, when we were in the preseason booth, and we weren't saying it just because, you know, we're doing the Browns games. We both felt like that was the side of the football that was going to have to win them a bunch of games while Jacoby Brissett was the quarterback. And if you had told me that Brissett would have played the way that he did those first 3 months, that this team could have been 7-4. If the defense had just shown up a little bit, I was shocked and really disappointed that it went the way that it did. But I am hopeful with new leadership on that side of the football, and hopefully a refocused group on that side, that it will keep them, because they're going to need to be ready to go those first 6 weeks, man.
Chris, you mentioned DeAndre Hopkins. What are you hearing?
I don't know. I hear what everybody else hears.
Oh, come on, man. You work for the NFL Network. You hear more than we hear.
No. That's
a shame.
When it comes to that, we don't, we know as much as anybody else when it comes to this right now. I don't know. Do people want him? Are they begging and pleading for him or not?
No, but no, not begging and pleading, but I think if people are objectively looking at it, they think, yeah, he'd be a real nice addition to that group. And I think Chris would finish it off. You know, I think right now it needs another veteran who's been there, done that at a pretty high level. But those are tough to find. You know, so we'll see. I wouldn't want to pay him like he probably would like to get paid.
Which means he's not going to come here then.
Probably so. But right. Chris, I wonder, do you think another team will?
Pay him?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, let's look at it this way. Odell got 15, and he didn't play last year.
Yep.
And they're basically the same age.
And Hopkins has a healthier history, even though he's had some issues too.
And listen, I like Odell. I really do. I think he's, you know, the first few years of his career, he was exceptional. But I can't say that he's not a top 20 receiver in the NFL. He's not a top 25 receiver in the NFL, I don't think. I think D-Hop still fits in that category quite nicely.
How hot is the seat that Kevin Stefanski's sitting on going into the season, do you think?
Well, I here's what I don't want to see. If we're 2-3 after five games, right? San Francisco's game five, right? Because we got the bye early.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Which, by the way, is okay. I do think that's how they're going to start. I have them starting slow and finishing strong to make the playoffs. That's my prediction.
Well, that's the thing. I don't want people to panic. Teams don't make the playoffs when they get rid of coaches midseason. It just doesn't happen. So let's let this thing play out into its entirety. When they made the trade for Deshaun Watson, that should have bought this coaching staff and this regime all the way through this year, all the way, in my opinion. I also know that Kevin Stefanski can coach football. Did Jacoby Brissett look that good at any point in his career, even when he played for the New England Patriots, who have the greatest coaching staff ever known to man? Did he ever look as good as he did during those 11 games?
I would say no.
No, the answer is no. Mm-hmm. You can say it because the answer is no. He looked great. That offense, whether you want to look at all sorts of metrics across the board, performed at a very high level. And then the last six games, they have to make an about face for a guy who hadn't played in 2 years and trying to figure that out while trying to win games and maybe sneak in as a wild card. Well, it didn't happen. And it might not happen the first 5 weeks, but yes, let this whole thing play out this year. And then after that, let's all sit down and figure out if we feel like it's pointed in the right direction. Because we know, as Cleveland fans better than anybody else, that change ain't always a good thing. And these have been, in my opinion, some extenuating circumstances for Kevin Stefanski and his staff. Has it been ideal? No. But he just changed 67% of his coordinators. Not a lot of guys do that.
Chris, let me add to what you just said, because I agree with you on that. He came up with an offense that made Baker Mayfield look really, really good for a period of time. And then Baker wasn't very good in Carolina. That didn't work. And then went to the Rams, and though he had a couple of hot games, they didn't keep him around, and now maybe he's able to salvage things in Tampa. He made Jacoby Brissett look better than he's ever looked before. That's why I'm confident that, especially with the full offseason and having Deshaun as the guy the whole way, I'm really confident that Kevin can come up with an offense that really makes it work for Deshaun Watson.
Me too. Like, I love the Elijah Moore trade. I love him coming out of college. I don't know what happened with the Jets last year, but I've talked to people there who said the whole thing where he went away from the team and wanted the trade, that he's not a bad kid at all, at all. They said this sort of stuff, just it happens sometimes, and there was probably mishandling from both sides on that case. But he is a talented kid. He's really, really talented. And I look at the offense as a whole, it's really good. It looks really good, and the only question is, can number four get back to what he was in Houston? If he does, then we're talking great things come December and January. And if he doesn't, then we're talking about where's the future of this organization? I hate to boil it down to one person, but to me, it is that simple. It's not whether or not our two guards play great, because I think they will. Whether or not that guy gets it done.
Does Myles Garrett have to be a leader, or are we just putting too much on him, expecting because he's one of the better defensive players and because of what he makes that we just all assume he has to be a leader?
Yeah, I don't think that's fair. I mean, Darryl, you've been around long enough to know that guys, they love being led, right? They're natural leaders. And then there are guys who are phonies. And there are guys who the fans think either are leaders and aren't, or should be leaders and aren't. And I don't think it's fair to put that on people. You are who you are. Like, Myles Garrett gets a sack a game. That's what he averages, basically, in his career. That's what we're looking at, certainly over the last couple of years. And that should be good enough. So if Anthony Walker's your leader, so be it. If it's somebody else on that defense, that's fine. But I don't ever think that based on what you get paid, that automatically makes you a leader. Quarterback's a different position, right? Quarterback, hard to kind of take a back seat there. But, you know, do we need him to be Ray Lewis? I don't know if that's quite fair.
Chris Rose joins us. Hey, Chris, I want to switch gears with you real quick because I have a question I'm dying to ask, especially because of your baseball expertise. Do you happen to know anybody that has a young, up-and-coming, power-hitting first baseman and outfielder that we could get for Shane Bieber?
Yeah.
Well, I think that there are three teams that kind of fit what we would want in return, in my opinion.
I'm getting a pen.
The Dodgers, the Diamondbacks, and the Orioles, I think, are three teams that need pitching and that also could probably meet what we would need to get in return. I just had a big argument with Trevor Plouffe. He's the guy, former Minnesota Twin. He and I do a daily podcast called Baseball Today, and we just discussed this. He thinks that if we trade Bieber, that we're throwing away the season, we're punting.
I disagree.
I just don't feel that way. Now, it's a very thin needle to thread. Very thin. But I think they can do it. They get Savali back, who can give them some innings as long as he's healthy. And they get Tristan back on Sunday. And I know it's hard to rely on guys like Bivey and Allen a full year. Those guys make up 40% of your starting rotation for a team that has dreams of winning a division. I know that's a big ask, but I believe in them. I really believe in them, and I believe in the organization's ability to develop those guys. So getting rid of Bieber, yeah, you need guys that can contribute right now. You'd have to get at least somebody you can plug into this lineup somewhere. But I'll tell you this, one other thing. Gabriel Arias should be playing shortstop every day.
Give it time,
right? That's my opinion.
Give it time?
That's my opinion.
Might happen?
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to eat the money. And I know that Ahmed Rosario means a lot to that clubhouse. I am not diminishing that in the least bit. But that guy's hands are awesome. And I've seen him give some good at-bats. I know his numbers aren't great, but if you watch his at-bats, Arias, the more at-bats he's getting, the more he looks like a major league player to me. So I just don't want to see us screw that up either.
And he can hit it hard, Chris, which is a
yeah, he
nice
can.
Plus.
I mean, that ball he hit in Baltimore was awesome.
Thank you, buddy. Always great to have you with us.
You got it. Daryl's nice chatting with you. Not that it isn't with you, Jeb. I mean, it's always nice.
Thank you, Chris. Well, Daryl's kind of like our special guest today.
All right, I'll see you out at camp, hopefully, at some point.
All right, buddy.
Look forward to it, Chris.
Chris Rose.
Guys, thank you.
Rose Rotation, NFL Network, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.